Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Now there is more from the interview of Brian Butler. Butler is the former Mar-a-Lago employee who's cooperated with the Department of Justice and FBI in their criminal case against Donald Trump for his willful retention of national defense information. And Brian Butler sat for an exclusive with Caitlin Collins at CNN. And Brian Butler describes in very vivid detail in some of the new footage that's been released about what he witnessed at Mar-a-Lago. Butler began as a seasonal valet at Mar-a-Lago. He ended up building the kind of car transportation business at Mar-a-Lago. They would take visitors from Mar-a-Lago to the airport or to their private jets. And in one such incident, Brian Butler observed the Australian billionaire Anthony Pratt, who was in the car, brag about how after he left a Mar-a-Lago event where he paid like seven figures to attend these Mar-a-Lago events, Donald Trump gave him information about nuclear submarines, and Butler was there. He heard Anthony Pratt bragging to his chief of staff, to Pratt's chief of staff, again, Pratt's this Australian billionaire, bragging to his chief of staff about getting these nuclear secrets from Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And Butler was like, what in the world is going on? So he's told that to the FBI and the Department of Justice, which has now since been corroborated by many other sources as well, I believe, including Anthony Pratt, as well as the people who Anthony Pratt told this information to. Watch what Butler says went down when Pratt was in his vehicle after leaving an event from Mar-a-Lago that Pratt paid massive amounts of money for. Play this clip.
Were there ever any instances when you were still working there that you witnessed where Trump was, in your view, carelessly throwing around national security information?
You know, this really, you know, stood out to me, but in, I believe it was April of 2021, there was a member, Anthony Pratt, who he was coming, he flew in the night before.
He's an Australian billionaire.
He finishes his meeting with the former president, gets in the car, and his chief of staff says, how did the meeting go? Pratt, without saying, just says, he told me, and it would be, you know, U.S. military, you know, classified information of what he told him about Russian submarines and U.S. submarines. And that's really all I remember hearing, and I went, what? You know, I'm thinking this. I'm in the car. I'm like, did I just hear that? So it wasn't like, oh, the meeting went well. We talked about it. He went straight to the point. He told me that the U.S. subs and with the Russian subs and, you know, something that would more than likely in my mind be classified.
So it was clear to you that he was basically seeking access to Trump.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, red flags went up in my mind years before that.
So Anthony Pratt, this Australian billionaire that you're talking about, he would pay a lot of money to come and have these New Year's Eve parties.
So it might cost $1,000, $1,500 per person. He was giving $1 million. And I think at the height, he had 30 or 40 people there. So something that would be $50,000, let's just say max 50. Here's a guy that's just buying access. It's very easy to see.
Let's be very clear, too, that Brian Butler, who you're seeing right there, was a Donald Trump loyalist for decades. Decades. He worked at Mar-a-Lago. His life was the Trump Organization. But after seeing Donald Trump give our nuclear secrets to random people at Mar-a-Lago, and to see the transactional nature of Trump's quid pro quos at Mar-a-Lago sacrificing our safety and security, Butler's like, I'm out. Get me out of this. And started cooperating with the FBI, unlike Carlos de Oliveira and Walty Nauta, who are now co-defendants with Donald Trump, who tried to cover this up and who provided false information to the FBI and to the Department of Justice in their criminal investigation. And Butler was best friends with Carlos de Oliveira. They were like inseparable best buddies. But ultimately, Butler had a decision he had to make when confronted with following the law or breaking the law. Here's another part of that interview where Butler tells Caitlin Collins from CNN that presumably anybody who was in Mar-a-Lago could have got our nuclear codes, could have got our war plans, could have got our national defense information. Anybody at all. Play this clip.
Who had access to the rooms where the documents were kept?
I don't know if it, a master key, but I mean, like, I could have went and got a master key to all the rooms, you know, for check-ins. You know, I oversaw all the check-ins with the valets, all of that. So, I mean, feasibly at night, anybody could.
Who made the call where these boxes were kept? You know, the Pine Hall and the ballroom.
Pine Hall was always gone.
Here's something you probably didn't know. 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality. Better sleep awaits you with Cozy Earth, and it's time to discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Use code MIDAS for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Cozy Earth uses only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Talking from experience, the Cozy Earth bedding is truly the game changer you need in your life. And here's a bonus. Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Use our promo code MIDAS at checkout for 35% off at CozyEarth.com, spelled C-O-Z-Y. EARTH.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that Midas Touch sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to write in Midas Touch. So head over to CozyEarth.com and use our promo code Midas for an exclusive 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. Let me show you one more clip from this interview. As our editor-in-chief Ron Filipkowski puts it, this is a recent Donald Trump employee. Wake up, America. And here, Brian Butler tells Caitlin Collins that Americans have the right to know this is not a witch hunt. I don't think this is right. What is happening? Play this clip.
I think we can do better.
You're obviously a central witness in this case. If it goes to trial, are you prepared to testify?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
His attorneys are trying to get it pushed, though. Past the election. Do you believe that this trial should happen before the election?
I mean, I think the American people have the right to know the facts that this is not a witch hunt. I mean, he can go out on TV and say this. That's one of the reasons for doing this. And quote, you know, the PRA says this and that. It's all bogus. But people believe him.
You think it's a fair investigation?
Absolutely. I mean, to me, you have the law and order president attacking agents, the special counsel, on almost a daily basis when these people are just taking their sworn oath. They took a sworn oath to basically follow the laws of this country, and now you have somebody attacking them? I don't think that's right.
You know, and one of the things that's referenced there is what Donald Trump is arguing to Judge Eileen Cannon. Trump is claiming that under the president, that's what Trump's argument is in federal court. You know, we've done a lot of hot takes on this. Trump says that under the Presidential Records Act, he has taken our nuclear secrets and war plans and classified information, and he's turned it into his own personal property. This is what Trump argues, by the transmutative properties of packing them into boxes and sending them to Mar-a-Lago. Trump is like the burglar who goes into your house, steals your stuff, and then says it's not a robbery, it's not a burglary, because he put it in his car and took it to his home. These documents belong to we the people. This is national defense information, and no one is above the law. Trump's argument is that he owns our classified records because he packed it up and shipped it to Mar-a-Lago, and he has Stephen Miller writing amicus briefs for this. One other point that, I mean, it's the most absurd thing in the world. He's saying, yeah, I took them. They're mine, my personal property. No, they're not. They belong to we the people. One other point I'm going to make here too, which is somewhat related to this, but I think it's an important point to make. And it's about the RNC, because this should be a wake-up call to everybody right now too. So Trump's taken over the RNC. He's appointed Lara Trump as the co-chair of the RNC, which they all voted for. Trump, they're firing 60 of the RNC staff, who I guess they all thought that they were going to be doing the purging. They got purged. Trump is moving the RNC to basically work out of Palm Beach, like from Mar-a-Lago, essentially. And that's the Republican Party today. So he says, I own the Republican Party. Mine, 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 mine. Folks, we're so much better than this as a nation. We are. And you got Brian Butler there sounding the alarm. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Thanks to your support. Thank you.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.